Hey, good morning, everybody. Parshas Kisavo, the main part of Parshas Kisavo, I guess, the most famous part of Parshas Kisavo is the brachas and the klolos and harbius and harival, and of course the long, long tochacha, really the main part of the bulk of the sedra. The first few aliyahs are all very short, and then one aliyah tochacha. We don't stop in the middle of tochacha. That's a long, long aliyah. And there's a lot of interesting things of interest that I've given you in past years on why we dafka have a practice to read Parshas Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah, Masuk at the end of Megillah. But what I'm focused on today is something that emerges from Psukim earlier in the Sedra. The beginning of the Sedra talks about the mitzvah Bikurim, and then the mitzvah relating to Maisras, and what's called Vidui Maisra. The Torah declares it's in the first of the sources. Again, I did send out the sources on via email. Not by WhatsApp, by email, so you can check if you want to follow inside. You know the drill. A farmer harvests his crops, so he has to give truma, truma gedola, to the kohen of his choice. How much truma does he give? So midaraisa chita is called akri. All you need is one little kernel, but the chachamim fixed the amounts. Approximately 2%. You can give a little more, a little less, 1/50, 2%. So you give 2%, let's say, to the kohen. You can choose which kohen you want to give it to, the friendly neighborhood kohen of your choice. Then, after you give the 2% to the kohen, you take 10% of what's left and you give it to the Levi. It's called Maaser Rishon. And then, after that, you take 10% of what's left after that. And now it depends on the year. Years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the 7-year Shemitah cycle. You don't give that second 10% to anybody. You take it, you eat it yourself, but you have to eat Yerushalayim, Maaser Sheni. And if you too much is left to Yerushalayim, you pulled it on coin, you spend the coins on food in Yerushalayim, for good. And then years 3 and 6 of the 7-year cycle, you give what's called Maaser Ani. So it's a three-year cycle, every 3rd year, every 6th year. So the halacha is actually that you're supposed to give Trumas and Maasers from that year's produce. In other words, you can't give from stuff that grew the previous year for stuff for your obligation this year. That's not the case. Let's say if I, in America, I have to pay taxes. So let's say I have to pay. So my taxes are assessed based on what I earned this year. But I could use money that I earned 25 years ago. Right? It doesn't matter where the money comes from. But here it has to be the peros that grew. That's one of the dinim for which Tu B'Shvat has relevance regarding Paris and Elon. But anyway, the Torah says, Kishchal al-Asher's kol ma'asar t'voscha v'ashon ha-shlishi shnas ha-ma'asar v'nasatol ha-levi la-gei al-asam ha-rov l'chol b'sharach v'sarayu. Okay, it's the 3rd year and the 6th year. You have to give it to the Aniyim. And then you make a declaration. This declaration should not be confused with the earlier declaration in the Parsha Mikra Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim is a famous declaration because it forms the basis of the Haggadah, Arami Ovid Ovi, etc. Here, the declaration is as follows: Parakovam plus Yigimel Vamartik Neshmal Kecha Biarti Hakadosh Man Abayis Vegam Nesati LaLevi LaGer LeAsal Manah Kol Mitzvos Chasher Tzivusani Lo Avarti Mitzvos Secha VeLo Shachachti. I didn't violate anything. I kept all the dinim. I did everything I was supposed to do. This is known as Vidui Maaser. Just as a total side point. People wondered why it's called vidui. We usually associate vidui with ashamnu and alchait and confession of things that we did wrong. Why is this called vidui? The guy saying I did everything right. So one thing our Soloveitchik once said was that really what vidui means is taking honest stock, taking honest personal inventory. But yeah, in Yom Kippur we take honest personal inventory during the Shemitah Tshuva and the Slichas weeks and so on and so forth. So we realize our shortcomings. But sometimes you take honest stock and you're proud of what you accomplished, and that's relevant as well. Anyway, the phrase I want to look at is the last two words of Pasuk Yigimel, below Shachachta. I didn't forget what? Doesn't say. So Rashi fills in the blanks in the Aaron Parak Chafal Pasuk Yigimel, below Shachachti, Milavarech al Hafroshos Maishas. I didn't forget to recite the appropriate brachas. The appropriate brachas. Rashi to make this up. It's in the Sefer. Source 3. Piskashin Gimel in the Sefrei in Parshas Kisavo, Velo Shachachti, Lo Shachachti, Milavarech, Umanahazke Shimcha Olav. Now, this should strike us right away as somewhat surprising, because we usually assume that what? Brichas HaMitzvah Midarbonon, right? I mean, we usually assume that Brichas HaMitzvah Midarbonon. Here, part of what the Torah says that the farmer has to say, the Vidui Maaser, includes the phrase Velo Shachachti, and Rashi says in the name of the Sefrei. That's part of the phrase that the Torah tells you got to say. Who told them how to make a bracha in the first place? I didn't forget to make a bracha. Who said I had to make a bracha in the first place? I thought bracha is a darbona. That's what we always thought. Maybe until now. Okay, because Rashi is clearly saying, the Sefer is clearly saying that lo shachachti milvarech, lo haske shimcha alav, that's part of the Torah mandated declaration, right? So Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, right, who we know is a super commentary on Rashi, he has a commentary on Rashi's commentary. And we also have tshuvas from Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, but prominent the early Achronim. So he writes, lo shachachti milvarech al afroshes ma'aseh. He said, don't get excited. Perish milas shabechacha. It doesn't mean bracha in the sense of bracha tashem alakhenim alakhalam in text of what we call a bracha. It means to bless in a general sense, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bless him. Lo milavarech birchas hafroshes hamaisas to nusach habracha. So tikkun anshei sagadol, anshei knesset gadola. We know the text of the birchas hamitzvah were not instituted till centuries later, in the days of the anshei knesset gadola. So Mizrahi says that's not what Rashi means, not what the Sifrei means. Doesn't mean when it says lo shachachti milavarech, doesn't mean the formal text of bracha asher kedushah means to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I didn't forget why I'm doing this mitzvah, to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mind and so on and so forth. So birchas kolam is there abidrayim. With Sifrei, with Shilim Mach Maseches, my Sisheni Shano, lo shachachti milavarech hu lahaz kishim kolam. You see, you look in Rashi, in source 2, Rashi just says lo shachachti milavarech al afroshes maises. He didn't quote the whole Sifrei. The Sifrei said, look in 3, that says the Mizrahi, that's the whole picture. I'm doing this for the sake of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm doing this L'shem Shamayim, right? You should realize you're doing a mitzvah. We're doing it for the sake of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu commands us, but not that it's a formal text of a bracha. Okay? Now, the Mishnah, the Shili Ma'aseh Sheni, is a Mishnah I printed for you in Source 5. Again, if you have the source, I did email them so you can access them. If you want, if you don't need them, but if you want. So source 5 in the Mishnah Ma'aseh Sheni, Perakei, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Kechol Mitzvah Shashat Tivisani. Okay, so this Mishnah kind of divides up the different phrases in the Pasuk. Okay, so look towards the end of the first line. Lovarti Mitzvah Sech, what does that mean? Lohifrashti Min Mino She'eno Mino. Right, I separated, you know, apples from apples, oranges from oranges. Good. Below Min Atalo Shalom Echuber. Below Min Echuber Latal. Below Min Echuber Latal. Below Min Echuber Latal. Below Min Echuber And say for Mizrahi's taina, and that's, you know, that's what Rashi means. That doesn't mean the formal text of a bracha. However, I do want to point out, if you look in the Bar Tanura, on that Mishnah, in writing Bar Tanura, on that Mishnah, Ma'aseh Sheni, Parakei, Mishnah Yer'alav, truma. He sounds a little bit like it's talking about the bracha, what we call a bracha, right? Again, I don't have an absolute proof that he means what we call a bracha, but between you and me, if you just looked at Bar Tanura, I think you'd agree with me. No, he's talking about not stam to bear in mind that Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? They make a bracha. So that's what the Bar Tanura says. Okay? Now, the Tosis Yontif on that Mishnah, okay, a Parakei Mishnah Aleph of Ma'aseh Sheni. He says on the same piece, Malacha Mahaz Kishim Olam 7, Arash Parakei Zvorachim Gorim Agoris Ulahaz Kishim Chol Malchus Cholam. Okay, fine. The reason why is because a bracha doesn't know shame, shame Malchus. Exactly. A bracha has a shame, bracha to Hashem, and okay, no Malach Olam. Okay, so that's the Nusach of the Rosh. Okay? There's one more thing right now is in the second line, Utmihani Ala Mizrahi, and also Rabbeinu Begur Aryeh. Guyari is the Maharal Miprag, his super commentary. So I should have printed him. He says the same thing like Rashi says. The Tos Yanta was a Talmud of the Maharal Miprag. So he says, Tmihani, I'm astonished with the Mizrahi and Rabbeinu, my Rebbe, and the Guyari, and that's the Maharal Miprag's commentary on Rashi. Shakoso, Mashapir Shashi, Parshu Gisavo, Velo Shachach Murech, Allah Freshes Mises, Sheraton, Allah Mashar, Hoda, Vil Nusach Abrocha, Anshek, Dergo Tiknua, Udar Bonani. Rama Mizrahi says, Zos HaMishnah refers to this Mishnah. Okay? And he says, I understand. The Tos Yontif says, one second. It refers to a Gemara and Brachas, which we'll see shortly, that learns from this Mishnah a din we just talked about, Shem and Malchus. Right? This actually serves as a paradigm for other things, for other Brachas. Okay? He says, Eich his taskim im zeh perish, akrish ha-gemara, ma'is ha-mishnah, put the rabbi upon. Right, the Gemara brachas we'll see shortly has machos rabbi Yochanan. B'chol bracha she'ain bo shame or machos. Right, there's a bracha you need only shame and machos. Right, a standard bracha talking about a regular bracha, not some general acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather a text of a bracha. You have to, and this discussion is brought in. This discussion is brought into that machlokas. What exactly you need with a bracha? Okay, and obviously this is talking about a real bracha. There's not some stam general like the Mizrahi said. That some you see says a Tosaf Yontif, and I don't understand. He says it's a tzarach here. Now the problem is, yeah, but our brachas to our bon, aren't brachas to our bon? Don't we know that? So Tosaf Yontif said the afal gav to our bon, and he acknowledged the bon, but. Okay, you know, it's brachas of the Rabbanan, but it's a type of the Rabbanan that's rooted in something in the Torah. We know there are different types of the Rabbanans, right? Sometimes the Rabbanan is not necessarily rooted in something in the Torah, and sometimes you're going to smach to something in the Torah. So that's how the Tosaf Yontif chooses to learn over here. It's other things, right? There's no worse than other Rabbanan, say, smichom ala mikros. Other Rabbanans also, which are smachta, which are, you know, are pinned to things in the Torah. And the Tiferes Yisrael also says like that, and the Yochin, and that Mishnah Mashem Parak Hey, Mishnah Yod Aleph, 8, Ashwalav, Bishamai, Brocha, Bishem, Malchus, and he spells it out. It's talking about Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher, Kedshanu, Tzor, Son, Al-Hafriz, Tumah, Maizrus, and so on. Rak Asmach, the Dalmahu, he said, you can't argue that Brochas are not Darbonim, but it means it's an Asmach. So it's a type of Darbonim that has an Asmach. Okay? And what the Tosafos is referring to, I printed here in source 9, in Brachos, Mem Amud Beis. Yeah.
Once you say it's an asmachta, like, is there such a huge
well,
if
you say it's an asmachta in
itself, it's not talking about
Brachos. Right.
That's the definition of
that. That's a question around the Rishpah, but it is, it does minimize the machlokas. It bothered me a little bit because the way he said it, Tmihani. You know, the way Tosafos Yontif sound astonished. It could be that's the meaning. The bracha is talking about Moshe Hashem's name. Rashi, after all, I was going to say this later because he brought it up. Rashi's job, so to speak, he took upon himself, in his parish on Chumash, is to tell you what the pshat and the pasuk is, so to speak. He's not discussing, you know, all the ins and outs, right, all necessarily. And therefore, Rashi's telling you that, you know, you're supposed to mention the Shem Hashem, okay? That's the way the Mizrahi said. Okay, so that is a requirement. And later on, the Chacham used that, is that what you're saying? Chacham used that principle as a source for making brachas. So you could definitely say that. That was a little bothering me a little bit. Tosafos Yontif, he says to me, I'm so astonished. At the end of the day, that could be exactly what Rashi is saying. He's saying, Pshat in the Pasuk is not a bracha, the text of the Nusach HaBracha. It's telling you to mention Hashem's name. How do we mention Hashem's name? Later on, the Chacham fixed a formal text. You know, as I was going to say, it's like, you know, a tefillah, right? I mean, the Rambam holds a tefillah is d'oraisa. Right? The Rambam holds at least once a day tefillah is d'oraisa. The very beginning of the tefillah. The text of the Shemoneh Esrei is d'oraisa. Of course not. The text is not d'oraisa. The concept of prayer, as you can say here too, the concept of mentioning Hashem's name is d'oraisa. So, yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, it's not the same as what
Asana
Snap, but that's saying that there's a concept that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Baruch Hashem on Shumas and Isis.
Yeah.
And the tzura of the fulfillment of the mitzvah is the Rabbanan. That's Rebbe's schedule.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right.
That's
right.
Not really asmachta.
Well, yeah, so it depends how literally or how strongly you take asmachta. Is asmachta purely the Rabbanan and it just found that's a question. And that's an important question, but it's a question. What does asmachta mean? You know, it means that the Rabbanan kind of made it up and they just found the remez? Or no, they build on something. So it may revolve around that question. Okay. Now, just to point out, so the Gemara says there in Brachas Mem and Beis, 9 Gufa. Amarav, Ko Brachas, Shame Bas, Kors Hashem, Brachas, Yochan, Amar, Ko Brachas, Shame Malchus, Shame Brachas. Okay, that's the Machlokes that the Zohar is referring to. It's a Gemara in Brachas Mem and Beis. And lo and behold, okay, it says the Tanya, probably said the Tan, Lo Avarati, Mitzvah, Lo Shachachachachachach, Lo Avarati, Mitzvah, Lo Shachachachach, Lo Shachachachach, Lo Shachachachach, Malchus lo kasani, right? Never said Malchus, only said Shem Hashem. So then the Gemara said, no, Rabbi Yochanan says, lo shachachtim lahaskar shimcha umalchus cholav, and we said before that was the gears of the Rashi. Fine. Look what Rashi says there in Brachas, Mem and Beis. 10, milavarechacha. Baruch asher kedishan v'tzavetz yuvan lahafresh tumul ma'is, he says v'ferish. That's a bracha. I mean, he doesn't spell out the words, atah Hashem, I don't think he means without Shem Malchus. He's saying it. So there is certainly a However you take it, whether it's just a hint or it's a stronger root, so to speak, in the Torah, but again, we always assumed, most of us already assumed until now, that brachas are totally darbanan. Now we're seeing there's at least an asmachta, a hint in the Torah, and maybe even a form, you know, a basis. And the truth of the matter is, while this particular subject here is Trumas HaMaaseh, we find other such hints, quote-unquote, in regards to other mitzvahs or mitzvahs in general. There is a pasuk in Mishpatim, and this pasuk, Parchon Dal, Pesuk Yibbeis, Mishpatim 11, Ramah Shal Moshe, Alei Ala Ahar, Ve'yesham, Ve'atna Lecha, Es Lucho Se'evan, Ve'atorah, Ve'amitzvah, Asher Kasavti L'Horosan. Then, you know, Chazal, they take each phrase of that pasuk and learn it refers to something else. Okay, but that's not what we're looking at right now. Look in 12, the Rishalmi, in Brachas Parak Vav Alach Aleph. The Gemara asks, Uminayin Shekol HaMitzvahs Tunos Bracha. How do we know altogether that mitzvahs require brachas? How do we not? Nahiva Shekol HaMitzvahs, we know not every mitzvah requires a bracha. We don't make a bracha on every single mitzvah. Rishalmi grapple with that question. Why did some mitzvahs, quote unquote, merit a bracha and some don't? We don't make a bracha when we're stuck here. I make a bracha on Kibbutz Avayim. I make a bracha on Shabbos Aveda. Whatever, you can come up with a list. The Rashbam has a tshuva. It's Chelek Aleph for the tshuva. Rashbam Sin Yichas for the Rashbam. It says basically there's no one rule. Okay, there are a number of different mitzvahs that don't require a bracha, and there's no one blanket rule that everything falls under. There's different things. He said if it involves another person, if he says that if it's rooted in something, like for example, the Heshvas Tagzela Shagazal. You make a bracha, you shouldn't have stolen it in the first place, right? Haitian mitzvah, you make a bracha, you know. But others say that if it's something which is sichli, okay, there's no bracha, the person would do anyway. Others say it involves another person. In a certain sense, sometimes make a bracha would be an insult, right? You know, a guy comes to the door collecting stuff, yeah? So what do you say? I don't really want to help you, but all right, I'll shake your son's mitzvah. And the other joke is that if you a guy comes starving, he's half dead, and he comes knocking the door for needs a hand out of food, and you, oh, Adani, 1 second, you got to go get your hat and your gartle and your jacket, and say, now by the time you got already, I dropped dead of hunger. So you know, the person needs, you give right away. You don't have to go to the mikveh first. You know, but be that as it may, the Rashbam discuss other Yerushalmi, others discuss it also. But the language of the Yerushalmi here is kol mitzvahs, all mitzvahs the requirement. Where does it come from? So Tanchuma Rabbi Alba Bar Kana B'Shem Rabbi Elazar quotes this pasuk. V'ad alachas luchta v'hatorah v'hamitzvah hikish Torah l'mitzvah ma Torah tuna bracha so two mitzvahs. Right, Torah requires a bracha b'chsa Torah. And by the way, that's a further question that may well be the Raisa. We know Birchas HaMazon is the Raisel. Okay? As far as Birchas HaTorah is concerned, so that's a Machlokas Rishonim. But the Ramban is of the opinion that Birchas HaTorah is also the Raisel, and many others. I printed over here. Where did it come from? It says, Kishem Hashem Ekah HaMagod Elokeinu, the beginning of Parshas Hazino, where Moshe was about to speak words of Torah, I'm going to call out, HaMagod Elokeinu, you ascribe greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara asks, in Brochus and the Gavli, Chafal Monal, Menan, Lebrich Tol, Fanem, and Atosh, Nemar, Kishem, Hashem, Erka, Vogel, Lelokeinu. Now that's a question, what do we pass like that? The Ramban did. As you know, the Ramban in his, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, wrote Hasagas to the Rambam of Sefer HaMitzvahs, and at the end, he lists off, at the end of the Asay section, and in the Los Asay section, he lists off mitzvahs that he thinks the Rambam should have counted and didn't. All right, the others he thinks the Rambam did count and shouldn't have, say, somehow everybody, you know, comes the nice magic number of 613. But the Ramban has what's called the Shichas HaEsen, right? The back of the Mitzvah Say section of the Sefer Mitzvah of the Ramban. He has a whole bunch of mitzvahs that he thinks the Ramban should have counted and didn't. Okay, and the defender, those who defend the Ramban, said, no, the Ramban didn't count it because of reason X, Y, and Z. Right? I mean, that's where, not for us now, but that's where the Ramban counts settling and conquering Eretz Yisrael, you know, as an ongoing mitzvah. But the Mitzvah Tesvah, we look at 15, and by coincidence, Tesvav, Shinitavino Lahodos Shmoyis Brahma Khal Aishinika Batara. Whenever we read from the Torah, we have to thank and praise the Kodesh Brahma. Allah Tova Gola Shasan Basitara Salaino. No Dana Maisimitsilvan of Shivahem Ninchal Chayalam Abah. Bechashen Itavino Bibracha Acher Kol Achila. Kane Itavino Bizu. The Ramban is pretty clear. Just like there's a mitzvah to make a bracha after eating, we call it from Samazim, so too here. Okay, and he quotes this Gemara Brachas I just mentioned, source 12, source 14. So Ramban understands that's a drasha gemurah, and it's an absolute one of tayag mitzvahs to recite brachas haTorah. Okay, not everyone agrees. Ramban doesn't agree. Okay, but that's a wonderful subject. You know what the machlokes about. And I once read an essay, I think, in the Beis Yitzchak that it was maybe it boils down to machlokes about the Yerushalmi, and the question is what is the nature? Is it a bracha? You look at Ramban's word carefully. Is brachas Torah a bracha in the midst of learning Torah, a Talmud Torah, or is it a bracha almost like thank you because we have the Torah? They look at the language of Ramban there in 15. Because it's Tavino Lahodos Shishmoyis Baruch B'chol Eish Shenikum B'Torah Ala Tova Agdola Shat. Sounds like it's on the heft of Torah, so to speak, on the midst of Talmud Torah, right? The Ramban may hold that fundamentally brachas Torah is a bracha in the midst of Talmud Torah. So in Meila, it's like any other brachas mitzvah, which I discussed in the Ramban, and that's why it doesn't count it. Ramban holds that it's a mitzvah on the chetz of Torah. And then nafkaminas. I think in that essay, I had 4, 5, 6, I forgot already, a bunch of nafkaminas. One nafkamina is coming up now. Slichas. Okay? We have to start slichas. So slichas, we call loads of psukim. Do you have to say brichas Torah before slichas? Right? So if you hold that it's a din in Talmud Torah, it's not learning now. I'm using these psukim as part of my tefillah. If you hold it's on a chetz of Torah, so then what's the difference? So doesn't matter. We're using quote many, we call loads of psukim in slichas. Right. So I'm just saying, so there are other nafkaminas. But be that as it may, the point is that there's certainly a requirement, and Ramban calls it a deraisa, and that's the simple reading of Yerushalmi, there back in 12, Parakov Alach Aleph. So, and the Yerushalmi draws an equation based on a pasuk in Parash Mishpatim. Well, a Torah ba mitzvah, so just like Torah requires a bracha, mitzvah also requires a bracha. Now, if you take that equation literally, so that, and you hold, like the position of Ramban, that the Torah is deraisa, so then you can make the case that this is also saying that Brichas HaMitzvah is Daraisa. Okay? So that would kind of line up with that. And here it's not talking about Trumas HaMaisa, it's talking about in general. Again, you could say, like we said before, and maybe you were saying that maybe for the first group of sources, it's best on Asmachta, like, which was Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif was talking about Farshim, that's an Asmachta, but maybe Yerushalmi is saying it's more than Asmachta. And maybe what I just discussed with you, maybe, the two different approaches. It could be the Tosfos Yontif. That's just a regular, ordinary asmachta, and it's not rooted in anything. But according to what we're saying over here, the concept, at least, of a it doesn't mean the text of the bracha is deraisa. That was taka formulated by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. But the idea that's here. Okay, that's me deraisa. And the Primei Gadim actually spells that out. The Primei Gadim in his Psicha Tilchus Brachas in 16, the Primei Gadim. So in many of the areas he had like before that set of halachas, he has a psicha. Which is a general psicha, so psicha kolelas, which is worthwhile reading once. Just to see, has a lot of kolim and mitzvahs in general. But then in many of the sections, he has a general psicha. Well, last year in Bosu Kol Tervis, we looked at the Primei Gadim's Hakdamas and so on. But here he has a Primei Gadim has Hakdama to Hilchos Brachas. So he looks, he quotes this Yerushalmi, and he looks on the third line, okay, or very end of the second line. L'chora mashmi zed the birchas hamitzvah din toru. That's how he's learning the mehekesha the Torah. But never the Torah bracha shalom in the Torah, Kamosha Khatsubi Kharash, and then Arban, like the quotes others agree with that. He said Arban agrees like that, Arashbo, and so on. Okay, the Chinuch. Okay, and Shalmi holds like that. But in any event, he says probably at the end it is an Asmachta, okay, although he mentions, at least according to some, and he mentions at the end, Nafkamina Bisophakim Berich, the one of the classic distinctions or classic. Litmus test with something of the rice of the Rabbanon is what is a suffix. So if it's the rice, so it's like the rice of the Chumar. If it's the Rabbanon, it's like the Rabbanon Kula. So again, that the Primei Gadim. Huh? Right, I'm saying, so I'm not right. So I'm all right, okay, that's true. Yeah. But that's a question. According to this, anyone would apply to Brichas HaMitzvah. It applies to, for broth and food. Yes. Okay, so the question, but he says that would be enough community.
So
if okay. Suffolk brachas now the way we paskin is not so we paskin brachas not ma'akev. Okay, we paskin no brachas on ma'akev. But even if it's not ma'akev, again, that's a question. So not for now, but suffolk brachas lahakel. There's a different reason, perhaps, because there's a downside, so to speak, of lo sisa shem akach hashav. We mentioned shem Hashem, no purpose. So that's very different. This coming, what I'm saying. Yeah, you could say that suffolk brachas because there's a downside. In other words. To be machmir quote here is to make all a different direction. Right, so, right. Okay, now, there's also Tosefta. Okay, there's also Tosefta. On the Pasuk in Parshat Ekev by Benching, 17, Parakhes Pasuk Yud, Dvarim v'chalt v'zot v'rachtas v'alkech v'lorat v'tom v'sher nasa l'loch, the Tosefta in Brochus, Parak Vo, okay, well, I printed this years ago, so I didn't always put it in full my comments, but anyway, 18, I don't know which halach in the Tosefta, this is from, the databases have sometimes the unusual manuscripts they use, I don't say unusual, maybe more scholarly, that's how it's in the Gemara. But anyway, it's a Tosefta in Brochus, you can find it. Minayin shekeshem shatarach harach of kach harach afonu, tamalom asher nas halach, mishar asher nas halach, minayin afal harmer gol, tamalom aret, minayin afal atar vala mitzvahs, tamalom asher nas halach, v'omor enach vazul kudem, and Tosefta learned from the Pasuk of Brichas HaMas, and somehow it also hints at make a bracha on Brichas HaMitzvah. So, again, it can certainly elevate the status of Brichas HaMitzvah. One other source actually comes from Navi. Okay, historian Navi. This Shmuel Aleph Perk Pes. This is when it was set up for Shaul to meet Shmuel. Remember the story? The father's donkeys got lost. I don't know what I'm talking about. Right? The Navi Shaul, the father's lost a donkey and had to go over here. It was all set up that he should meet Shmuel and Shmuel would make him the king. So anyway, so it says in Shmuel Aleph Perk Pes, Pasuk Gimel 19, you'll find you have to go. So that phrase, ki hu yivarech hazevach. The Rashi there in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tes, Pasuk Gimel 20, right? Tirgim Yonas, wherever it is, okay, as a targum. And he mentions, what is the yivarech hazevach? Says Rashi, baruch atah Hashem, alkenu melchum, asherkin shalatzol, lechol hazevach. Now, this is not in the Torah, it's true, but it's way before the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Okay? So, and the Radak, okay, quote the same Targum Yonasan. And he says, because when you make a brocha, this is a second, yeah, it's you make a brocha on the Zevach, either it's referring just in general to food. You could argue that Brich HaZevach didn't mean Brich HaMitzah on the meat on the carbon. It could mean just food, Brich HaNenin. But that's how Rashi says, and the Radak quotes both interpretations. So we possibly have and the Mitzvah's David also, right, in 22. Yivarach HaZevach, Yivarach HaZevach, HaBrocha, Ruyalav, Hu HaShek, Kedishan, HaSan, HaLecha, HaZevach. So again, this is, the Farshman Navi said, this is well before the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Again, it's not the Torah, but it's an early source, certainly. Okay? And I quoted Rashi, Mem Ches Mem Beis, we quote that Pasuk, Rashi says, "Limedcha shetol levorach lifnei achila." This is that Rashi dirasch kuvi vorach. The Gemara in Brachas, Ben Chazam Beis quotes this pasuk in Shmuel. So it says, "Al zevach homa brocha shekel shamatzon lechol es hazevach." It's a little different. Lechol hazevach, lechol es hazevach, and it's a vehechon tivano, right? Abasar tochal. That was in the Parshas Ray. Okay. Anyway, so all these sources seem to indicate that there is. I don't know if we go so far to say that brachas and mitzvah deraisa, but possibly, or possibly certainly an elevated status and not just tam and darbanan. However, omer l'negdenu is other gemaras which tell us what we always thought until now. Right, so there's a gemara in brachas, again, tes vav amud aleph, okay, regarding truma. It says, tanan hasa, Mishnah Trumas, cheresh hamedaber ve'eno shamea lo yitrom. A cheresh, he can speak, but he can't hear. Okay, now, cheresh is usually, cheresh also cotton, so cheresh is usually an example of someone who's not, doesn't have all his faculties about him. That was the case back then because such people were uneducable. There's a big question whether the status is the same today when there are means of educating. These people are not at all necessarily impaired intellectually. Okay, well, that's a big subject. It's an important subject. Chazal spoke about a cheresh because the time of cheresh, there's no way to couldn't learn anything. Not his fault. He couldn't. Today there's a I read about this also because I have a child with autism, so spent some time looking into what chiyuvim there are at the time of his bar mitzvah. He's older than I am, he's 20s, Baruch Hashem, but and he's he's a wonderful guy. But so I did some research on that subject, and one thing I came across was a tshuva from the grandson of Chassam Sofer, the son I think of Chassam Sofer. Okay, there are a few of them, so I forget now which one it was, but he, Michtel Sofer, I think. he wrote that when his father, I think the Ksav Sofer, I forgot which one, his father's grandfather, was brought to a, this is the 1800s now, was brought in Vienna. There was a famous school for the deaf. And when he was brought there, to, then he saw, he said, you have to, he saw how they were able to educate people. So he said, you have to get tefillin for the Jewish patients. They're not popped anymore. He said, you know, so the, and the Rashash writes like that also. So it's you know, it's an issue. But anyway, the Gemara is talking about Cheresh HaMedaber, Reina Shomer, that's considered to be a higher level for the Medaber, just the deaf. So the Cheresh HaMedaber, Reina Shomer, low Yitrum, Yitaram, Trumosa, Truma. But the Truma is valid. So, the Gemara asks, Man Tana Cheresh HaMedaber, Reina Shomer, this Brach is Tess Vav Benala. Man Tana Cheresh HaMedaber, Reina Shomer, the Yevin, In Lechatchila Lo. Who says like that? Well, what sheet does that match? That the Yevin, it's okay, the Truma can't talk to the Chishon, the Amachis of Yossi. This is parallel to Sheet of Yosef. This watch there in Brochus, Tess Amaralis, the second paragraph of Brochus. It's not. Hakoris, Hashma, Avalos, Shmila, Ozno, Yotzo, the Yehuda. Yosef, Amalo, Yotzo. Right? No one figures out why. You have to hear it, whatever. But I mean, the you say Shma, you can't hear, you, or you can hear, but you didn't say it loud enough. You just were sight reading it or whatever. So Yehuda says Yotzo, they say not Yotzo. So Gemara says, Ad kan lo komor Yosef, lo Yotzo, elagabe kriyashma dar isa. When does Rabbi Yossi insist that you have to be able to hear? That's Kriya Shema, right? That the Kriya Shema you have to be able to hear. The Mashmila Ozna had to learn that from Sukkim. We can look it up over there. Second Baruch of Brachas. Aval Truma, what's the problem with Truma? What problem is there? Why should a guy, just because he's deaf, he shouldn't be able to separate Truma? Why shouldn't it? It's just Mishum Bracha. The problem is because the Enam Adabris, he can't say Bracha. O Bracha, Darabonon. The Bracha is only Darabonon. So you have a Ferish Gemara, it says Bracha is Darabonon. This is openly. The brachas are about a velova bracha, Tanya Milsa. Okay? In other words, so Lechatchila shouldn't do it because he's supposed to make a bracha. If he did it, the truma is valid because what's he missing? He's missing the bracha because he can't speak. He's a medaber, he's medaber in a shamea. He can't, cherish hamedaber in a shamea. I'm sorry. Hold on. Yeah, because he can't hear, right? That's like a Yossi. With Kriyashma, you have to really hear what you're saying. So the Gemara says by Kriyashma I have to hear what he's saying, but by Brocha you don't really have to hear it anyway. So clarify, the guy can say the Brocha, just can't hear it. So Kriyashma, that's a problem. But by Brocha it's only the Rabbanan, so you shouldn't do it because you're supposed to say Brocha, you can hear yourself, right? But if you did, that doesn't disqualify the Truma. That's the sugi. What I'm interested in now is that one, those two words, Brocha the Rabbanan. Right? The Gemara says before the Brocha the Rabbanan. And Rashi there says, on Tetzvah, when I Brocha the Rabbanan, the Amar Rabbanan, the Kolam is as cool and Baruch Hashem over Las Yosin. Right, the famous Mar Pesachim that was Zion, that all brachas have to say over Las Yosin before doing the mitzvah. Okay, now the Tosa Rosh, you see the Mar, right? The brachas of the Rabbanan. So this Chayr Shemadavim and Shemera, he could say the bracha, but he won't be able to hear it. So because he says by Kriyas Shema, that's a problem. But by brachas, it's not a problem. It's only the Rabbanan. Therefore, he shouldn't do it. But if he did, it's valid. Good. Now the Tosar Rosh on that Gemara Brachas Tesla Manal makes a very interesting comment. He says, "I will Truma the Rabbanan the Avin Shabbat the Rabbanan. If you have a bracha, brachas Truma the Raisa, Masha Truma and a Truma. That bracha Makemis Alfrosha. If the bracha would be the Raisa." Then we're talking about ma'akev. That's what the Rosh assumes. Afal gav the brachas ain't a ma'akev. I'm just showing you this. Haina mishum de havi the banan. Why do we always say the brachas not ma'akev? Because gufa. That's why. Because bracha. Yeah, you follow gufa. Because the brachas not a banan. So if I did a mitzvah, I did it right. Afal gav the derais of ma'akev. Slavi afrosha. But if the bracha be deraisa. That's part and parcel of the mitzvah. Now you could splice and say, well, it's separate and so on and so forth. But that's what the Rosh is saying. The Rosh is saying that the whole idea that bracha is not ma'akev is a derivative of this idea that bracha is on the Rabbanan. That's what the Rosh says. Again, one could challenge that from a logical perspective, but that's what the Rosh says. The Rosh is the Rosh. I mean, you know, so the whole I put this into the side point. I think it's an interesting point. The whole concept of bracha is not ma'akev, because we saw the bracha is the Rabbanan, but the bracha is the Raisa, so that would make it part and parcel of it. So you can't do the bracha, you can't do the mitzvah either. That's the Rosh. Okay, but anyway, what emerges from here clearly is the bracha is the Rabbanan. Okay, now, so I printed a tshuva from the Ksav Sofer here, Chenek Or Chaim Sim Chaf out of 27, where he writes, an interesting point, a big discussion. We alluded to the Gemara before in Pesachim, Rashi quoted, Rashi back in 25, quoted the bracha, Gemara Pesachim, we always make a bracha over Lasiyosim, over means before. We always make a bracha right before we do the mitzvah. Are there exceptions to that rule? What if I make the bracha afterwards? And that's also a big shir and a big topic. Okay. But he quotes the Shach, okay, in the Ardesim, the Yud-Tesim, Kort, and Gimel, that it's got a heim over heim over. That's why you can't say the bracha afterwards. But if you missed the bracha, okay, so I did the mitzvah. No point in saying the bracha afterwards. And that's a question. Everybody agrees with that. There's a rule. The others disagree and say, no, if you didn't make the bracha mitzvah before, okay, so make it after. Right? You should make it before. But I realize, now, the Rambam himself already draws a distinction between is it a mitzvah and a mishachas. Let's say I make the bracha before sitting in the sukkah. I'm sitting in the sukkah for another hour and a half, and I'm still eating lunch. So then you make it right then and there. That's okay. That's still over lasiyosim for the rest of the time. But a mitzvah that's one and out, a one shot deal, okay, pick up the lulav, okay, so now I did it right. I'm going to the mitzvah. So now I didn't say the bracha. So now can you still say the bracha? So according to some Rishonim, the answer is yes, you can. Over lasiyosim is a lechatchila. But the evidence didn't say it. Now, again, in brisker terminology, so brisker and mitzvah is like a matir. Okay, matir means a permit or a license. So after you did it, you're going to get a permit. Right? I mean, you're not going to get a permit to have a house party after the party's over, right? I mean, you need a permit before. But okay, there's some Rishonim even hold it by food, you can make the bracha afterwards. But I don't go into all that right now. But based on this, the Ksav Sofer. What's that?
Aish the Sexeva?
Okay. No, but there's some Rishonim, there's a rush. Oh, yeah. No, that's about putting the side of your mouth, though, I think. No? You're talking about if you got the bench, that come on, you can run back.
But that was the Rinyonah
to Barakah
that said
that
the Barakah
is that if you don't make the Barakah. You're still not going to Barakah, right. The Gemara will be in the fifth paragraph. Yeah. But someone quotes Aisha Alexander, I don't remember.
No, I'm making
it. Oh, okay. No, I thought you were trying to mention Aisha Alexander before, so I thought you were hearkening back to that. You mean, I see, because the Gemara is referring to the fact that the beginning of the fifth paragraph, the Barakah, the Gemara says, anybody. Beginning of the fifth paragraph, sixth paragraph, says whoever is nenef, well, is that without a bracha? It's like meal, it's like zela. So you are saying that, okay, so that's after the fact, yeah. So, because some Rishonim say about if you still have the food in your mouth, you push it to the side. But here we're talking even after. There is a rabbi that quotes, Rashba quotes a rabbi in one place that seems even after you've eaten. So it's very, sheet of the chui, I think, but it may fit in with this. Anyway, that's for another time. But be that as it may, the Ksav Sofer quotes the Shach that you can't make a bracha afterwards. But the truth of the matter is, you would say that, the Chazal said over Lasiyosan. But if the bracha would be Doraisa, says the Ksav Sofer, you could make the case, a stronger case. If I didn't do it before, so I do it after. It's a Doraisa. The Chachamim said you should make the bracha beforehand. Okay, good, you should. But if you're holding the bracha as the rice itself, okay, the Chachamim were misaken that. If the bracha itself were the rice, then you would argue, or could argue that what? I can make the bracha afterwards. Right? I mean, why not? It's a din the rice. All right? Anyway, then he says something else, which goes back to what I said before. Look at the third line of 27. Near the Lomer Tam L'Shach Yoser, the Iker Basias Hamitzah Sheyamin Belibo Ki Mitzah Shemi. What's the idea? What's the idea of a bracha? To realize that you're believing on Kadosh Baruch Hu and the mitzvahs came from it. The little Moshe Batzma, where Moshe would make this up by himself. Okay, I'm a mitzvah Darbonah, the Chacham and Chizam Losaser, and therefore we say the Sheikh Hashem and Tzavotzvano. Okay, and he says that's the pasuk he has his own drasha. Okay, the end of Kriyat Shema was Chayatim is called Mitzvah Hashem Vasisim Losam. I don't think there's a chazal like this. I think Sam Sinfer is saying it on his own. Uzchartem is called mitzvah Hashem, then vasisim also. Right? You have to remember what you're doing, and then you do it, right? That's the idea of a bracha. Hainu tchila nizkor b'leiv machshava. He called hamitzvah mitzvah Hashem, hein avachakor vasisim also. Okay? Now, it's interesting, along these lines, just to point out, there's a ritva. Ritva's a Rishon 28. Ritva said, this idea that Ksav Sofer doesn't quote Ritva, but it's really in the Ritva already. B'chasa Ritzal, b'tam zeh, she'amru Chazal l'varach over la'asiyosan. Why did Chazal say to make the bracha before? Why can't I make it after? Especially with the rights, but even the Rabban, why would the Sakhar it that way? He says, Kadesh Skadesh Tila Bibrocha. Basically, the Brocha psychs you up to do the mitzvah, in the frame of mind to do the mitzvah. Be Alav, Yodia, Shu Osta, Osta, and Mitzvah Hashem is born. Okay, Brocha is my Vodas Nefesh. The Royal Vodas Nefesh, Lemaisa, Shem Vodas Aguf. Right? Before you take the lulav, or you put on tzol, whatever, you make a brocha that puts your mind, your neshama, in the right frame. You follow? That's about. I mean, it sounds like a chassidish thing, but it's the ritual. You know, I mean, when I first thought of this ritual, I said, "Oh, this is the shmichud." Right? When hitting mukhram zuman, right? I mean, it's getting yourself ready to do it. You don't just stop jumping inside the mitzvah. It says the ritual, not me. The ritual is saying that's a brocha. Could argue that the brachas still have a higher level of the raisa. It's just that the ritva is telling you why it's before. But I'm just saying, I think it's a good ritva to know. And then sometime later, I came across this Chassam Sofra, not Tzugim Psachim, Simon Beis, where he makes that same equation. He doesn't quote the ritva, but he says, Kolam mitzvahs kulon, v'varachalim ova l'ashon, dikdek lomar kolam mitzvahs, v'hayadai v'omar chayav v'varachalim ova l'ashon, v'yashom v'shom v'hamim v'vur b'kuzari, tam ha-brachas yachon al-asiyas ha-mitzvahs, so it's in the kuzari too. I don't know where the Kuzari is there. And he says, "Who al dvar shall sifa hamakubalim ataloma harinim izamin?" Because you know what happens, right? What's the idea of the bracha? The idea of the bracha is to put your right frame of mind. Now the bracha is automatic. So you need something else. I could say in some circles, now the l'shem nichud is automatic. You need something else. So, you know, you need something to get you the right frame of mind. It's not so much part and parcel of the mitzvah. Okay, it's a darshan on itself, you know. But I mean. Okay, but that's the idea. I think it's an important ritual to be aware of. Okay, now, again, the big nafkamina, of course, is with regards to Suffolk. So the Rashbor writes in the Chumachai Kalaf Simshin Chav Test 30, V'achar Agdam HaZol Sheikdam Delecha Eglecha Machul Kusin Shal Agonim Arif HaRambam Kulon V'Askom HaAchas Dechol Suffolk with Darbonan Ein Rebarach HaLov HaChol because I'm mitzvah Darbonan Ein. V'Hilcha Afo Pishi come into the Raisa So the Rosh Bo says any suffix and brachas, okay, he does not invoke here suffix brachas ahakil. He said it's because brachas are abundant, so it's part of that. So that's how the Rosh Bo presents it. The Rambam in the Tshuva, so in Shin Lam and Gimel 31, Hadvarim Yiduim Shekol brachas Yal Mitzvah the abundant he Bein Shetiyah Mitzvah Divrei Bein Shem in the Torah. Regardless of the mitzvah you're making the bracha on, whether the mitzvah itself the right, the mitzvah itself the abundant, the brachas are abundant. Okay, the Chachamim should take the bracha. The Haim should omer shekal rach bracha shein a tzricha omer shum lo sisa. We'll get back to that point. Okay, the tzricha called dover. That's what I said to you before, right? The Rambam brings that up already. That with the downside, there's a downside to make the bracha misafe because of lo sisa. But anyway, the Rambam and I just printed a whole bunch of other places, three or four other places. No, it's not here. One second. That's all. I'm sorry. The Rambam here, Hilchos Brachos, Parak Aleph, Habeis 32. Umidivrei Sofrim. Here's someone. Levarach al kol machal tchila, achar kechehana meno. It's b'drabbanan to make a brach on food beforehand, voyahana. Okay. And says reach tov. And here's the chal nena below bracham al. Mechayim midivrei Sofrim. Levarach achar kol mashiachol v'kol mashiyishte. Rambam says drabbanan to make a bracha after you. What do you mean? So that's the raisa. That means even if you ate less than the amount, because it's only the raisa v'chalta v'savata. You've satiated. Okay, that's all drabbanan. And halacha gimel. Look what Rambam writes. 32 parak aleph halacha hilchos brachos halacha gimel. Ukeshem shavach al hanoya kach mevarach al kol mitzvah mitzvah v'chakacha. So just like the brachos hanoya, so too there's a brachos mitzvah to do it before the. Before the mitzvah, okay. So anyway, that's the idea of brachas. I do want to give a couple examples, and we'll talk for a few moments about shofar since we're coming to Rosh Hashanah. You know, from the Gemara, in a couple of places learns something from the text of the bracha. When the bracha again, it seems the brachas are abundant, but we could say going back to the first part of the shir, where I showed you a number of at least ramazim. Okay, in places where it seemed that brachas existed, like the pasuk in Shmuel, and so on, the brachas existed, you know, before the Anshei Kasak Dola. So there's a sort of, if you will, an elevated status or a more elevated status to brachas, but ultimately they're d'rabbanan for suffix purposes. But we can learn about a mitzvah from the nusach ha-bracha. The famous Gemara in Shabbos, Chav Beis, Amar Beis, Chav Gimel Al, Chanukah Suga. Okay? The Gemara says, Toshma, Damashu, and Levi, Tap, Chav Gimel Al, 33. Ashoshish, so I said, Delekas, Alekas, Kalam, Kula, Motoy, Shabbos, Mechaba, Madlika. So this is in the discussion of whether Hadloka Osimitsa or Hanocha Osimitsa, right? So the Gemara says, look at the second line, Oh, me the Kamevarchim, Asher Kidshanam, Tosav, it's on Allah, Hadlik, Ne'er, Shachanaka. The Gemara comes to a conclusion about a machlokas based on what? The Nusach HaBrocha. So again, it just gives you a different approach to Birchas HaMitzvah that they sometimes can help you define what the mitzvah is. Okay, then the Gemara brings it as a raya. Okay? Regarding tzitzis, the Gemara in Shabbos Chafheim and Beis. Okay? 35. The Tosis there says, Sadin B'tzitzis. So, oh, the Bahag posted the Chovas Gavrihu. It's like it's called reflexive, right? It like this pole bounces back to the person. It's a mitzvah on the person. So again, the halacha or an understanding of the mitzvah is enhanced or learned from the text of the bracha. Okay, and Tosfos Yevamos also says in Sanhedrin base milashon lisatev mochicha is the kamalon tzitzis chovas gavrihu Tosfos Menachos as well. Okay. So now with this, we can move to wrap up sort of in terms of that, understand something since we're close to Rosh Hashanah about shofar. Okay, and trying to understand what is the essence of the mitzvah of shofar. And this is part of a different shir as well, but here I have some Rashi broken. Is the mitzvah tekiah shofar or is the mitzvah shmias shofar? And if, and what's the relationship between the two? Right, where's tekiah? Where does tekiah fit in? So the Rambam, in Tshuva Rambam, this edition, some Kuf Membeis, the Blau edition, Hashelah Chavdalet, Ma Hevdel Bein Lishmo Kol Shofar Ubein Al Tkiyah Shofar. Apparently there's another Nusach HaBracha roaming around. We knew Lishmo, we know it's Lishmo Kol Shofar. It's printed in all our Machzor. But in those days, they didn't have Machzor. It's apparently there was someone who had a text, and we'll see some, who those some are. They're not nobodies. But a text of Al Tkiyah Shofar. So Rambam says, someone asked the Rambam, what's the difference between Lishmo Kol Shofar and Al Tkiyah Shofar? The Rambam says, "Hatshuva ha'hevdo benim golam ma'od." It's a mammoth difference, huge difference. B'zeh shamitzvah mechiyeves ena hatikia. The mitzvah is not the tekiya, ela shmiyas hatikia. Hearing the tekiya. Vayotzim is there. She'ilu ha'isam mitzvah mechiyes hatikia. Hayachayev kol adam adam in aschar liskoa. If the mitzvah would be tekiya, then everyone would have to be well shofar. Okay. Kemo shachayev kol adam leishu besukav little luluv. Says the Rambam. Okay, and same thing. If a guy blew and didn't hear it, he had earplugs in. Okay, he would be yotze because he blew. The going himself on the top of his he plugged up his ears. Right? So ain't a double can. That's not true. So they're on the last 2 lines of 38. Ella hamitzah hi hashmiya velo atkia. The ain't on a token. Ella kedei lishmoa. I mean. Yeah, in order to hear the sound of the shofar, someone's got to blow it. But the blowing, it's almost like the Rambam is saying, what we call that? What does it sound like? How the Rambam classified tekiah according to this reading? Sounds like the Heksha Mitzvah. No, it sounds like it. You don't have to say the Rambam. But it sounds like the Rambam said the Heksha Mitzvah. I mean, someone's got to build the sukkah in order to be able to sit in the sukkah. But the mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah, right? So someone's got to blow the shofar. So he says, ain't no talk, el kedei shemo. And he says, Kamosha mitzvah yeshiva is a sukkah law siyasa. The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah, not to build it. Maybe not famous to see that, right? Hafshon to the Torah. But anyway, it says, Ain on osin al kadei leisho. The only reason we build a sukkah is on sukkahs. And what's our text of our bracha? On sukkahs. Chay nevarach, chay nevarach leisho. Chay nevarach lasos. Chay nevarach lishmo kol shofar. Chay nevarach al tkiyah shofar. It sounds like the Rambam, there are problems with the Rambam. Okay, in the Tshuva. It sounds like this Rambam is saying that the tkiyah is only a heksha mitzvah. Because it compares it to building a sukkah. And there are problems with that because it's not quite a correct parallel. Because we you guys here when we learned sukkah a few years ago, right? So remember sukkah's ganvach, right? The first part is that certain people can build the sukkah, a goy, yeah, okay, can build the sukkah. We don't say they can build shofar, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, that's the
Oh. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Right. You can't just make it to some right to some strange sound, or something else causes it.
But the person can hold up the wind at a funny angle.
Right. Right. The only thing is, but still, we pass a goy or can't pull the shofar. We could build the sukkah theoretically, you know. So, you have a question.
Like Reb Chaim Ritt has his maimer where he speaks about how shofar tula, how
right.
So shofar.
That's the language that the risk is used, right? It has to be a tekiah.
Because the chutzah shal mitzvah is
the sound.
Is the sound versus the
shofar. That's based on Rambam. Right, the Rambam, yeah. Right. Stolen shofar, it's okay. Right, because the Rambam says, ain't the cold in Gaza. Right? But the brisk is another terminology, it has to be tkiya hamechayeves. It's more than a heksha mitzvah. I may not be what the Rambam means. And they say that Reb Chaim didn't love the Tshuva's Rambam. Supposedly, I don't know if this is true, you know, never know if the stories are true or not, but he supposedly said that he thinks he could have written better Tshuva's Lashitas Rambam than the Rambam. Again, I don't know if it's a true story, but it's possible. Right? But the Tshuva's Rambam are not always as, should we say, as precise or as, you know, incisive, let's say, as the Mishnah. But anyway, that is what the Rambam says. But on this issue, there's no doubt. On this issue, for example, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Rama Mitzvah say Kuf Ayin, HaMitzvah Kuf Ayin, he should Tzivana Lishma Kol Shofar. He says the Mitzvah Lishma Kol Shofar Yom Rishon Mitzvah, and that's Yom Tzuri Lachem, etc. In the, what's called the Minyan HaKotzer, and the Rama actually has three lists of mitzvahs. Just know that in general. The Rama has three lists. He has the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he lists the mitzvahs. Then he has what's called the Minyan HaKotzer, usually printed in the Hagdama to the Mishnah Torah. Where he follows the same order, same mitzvah. This is one liner. What the mitzvah is, doesn't explain where it comes from, who has to do it, and where you can find the worm. And then there's what's called the koseris and hakdama to every section. He tells you what mitzvahs are in this section. There, it doesn't go by the order of the sefer mitzvah anymore. It goes by the hilchos sukkah. He'll tell you what mitzvahs are applicable to sukkah. Hilchos machalos asuris. He'll tell you what's in. Anyway, so then, huh?
First time I'm doing the like
Minyan HaKotzer,
I thought it was just like, you know, the printers, you know, had a little summary at the end. I saw there was a second
there. Yeah. And once in a while, there seems to be a stereo between the Minyan HaKotzer and the, you know, the Minyan HaKotzer and the Rambam. So in the Kufa, it's the same number. Kufa, it was Shmuel Kol Shofar. Okay. And in the third place, in the Koseres, in the beginning of Hilchos Shofar, he writes, Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav, the Rambam lumps together in one unit. Okay. And he says, here are the three mitzvahs. So Aleph is Lishma Kol Shofar. All right. And finally, we formulate the halacha. 42. Mitzvah says, Shatar Lishma Chur Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Now, later on, what you mentioned is based on this Rambam in Perak Aleph Gimel. All right. Shofar Shalom Zorah ain't talking about Chalim, talking about Yatza. Shalom Hadachas ain't talking about Yatza because the Hadachas will be destroyed. Okay, it's like it doesn't exist. Okay, but more important for us right now, shofar gozel, shetakul yotzer, she'ein ha-mitzah ela b'shmiyas ha-kol, afo b'shnagol v'lagbiyah ha-shomeh, ein v'kol din gezel. You didn't steal the sound. Not a mitzah above there. You didn't steal the sound. I mean, don't try this at home. He's not telling you to steal a shofar. He's telling you to steal a shofar and you blow it, it's good. Okay? Anyway, and the same thing with the shofar shal ola, because ein v'kol din mila. All right. Anyway, the Ram is pretty clear about it. And in later on in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, this is based on a sugya in the beginning of Erchin, it says in 43, HaKol Chayav L'Shmua Kol Shofar, Kohanim L'Bnei Yisrael, etc. So the Rambam is pretty clear in all these places that what? That the mitzvah is hearing the shofar. And therefore, coming back to our topic, that's why the Nusach HaBrocha is L'Shmua Kol Shofar. The Rosh says that before Shmosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet Siman Yud, 44. Rav Yoah Hevi Rishami Tokei Shofar Tzarch Levarach Asher Kedushan Sano Lishmoa Bikol Shofar. So that's a little different. We have Lishmoa Kol Shofar, not Lishmoa Bikol Shofar. Rav Soloveitchik, Peter Chomusha said, oh, we have to listen to what the Shofar is telling us. Lishmoa Bikol Shofar. Okay, but they had that Nusach. These Rishonim had that Nusach. Lishmoa Bikol Shofar, and then Shechem, and then we blow the Shofar. Okay, and he said that's the Bahag's Nusach. When comes the Bahag, Adam Levarach Lishmoa Bikol Shofar. Why? And not Lishkol Shofar. So he says, or Al Tkiyah Shofar, Mishum the Mishmiyah is called Shofar, Yotzer Velobit Tkiyah Shofar. He says like the Rambam, it's hearing it, and not the Tkiyah. Okay? Okay, that brings rise to it. The Chinuch also, And it's a tough hay, 45, since Tavinu Lishma Kol Shobar, Rishon Shal Tishrei, to Rosh Hashanah. Right? So the mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar. Okay? Just a moment. I wanted to say something else. Yeah, okay, so then the Nusuf Lishma Bikol Shofar. However, and a tour also in Siman Tavkuf Pei Hey 46, we call them Shiyiski Yivarach Lishma Kol Shofar Lolisko. The Lav Tzkiyat Taimus El B'Shamei Kedinan at Tarkei Talmor Layotz and so on and so forth. However, we should be aware of the fact that not everybody agrees. Prominent Rishon, the Shiltas, the Parshas Zos Habrocha Shilta Kuf Ayin Aleph after Zos Habrocha has the Tovim of Tishrei Shilta the Mechayav and the Beishal Lemiska Bechatzot Zarta. And guess what? Look what he writes at the end of 47. Come on, shake it off. Liskar b'shofar. The Rosh quotes that from none other than Rabbi Tam. That same Rosh in Brochas, Paragdal, Tzimun Yud, 48. Rabbi Tam Kosav, Shiesh Levarach al Tkir Shofar, Mishum Dasiyasa, Hikmar Mitzosa. The Brochas on Tkir Shofar. Now, you look at that Rosh, that doesn't mean he's just saying maybe he make a bracha on the mitzvah to kiya shofar, but he's not telling you a different text. And if you look in the Rosh in 48, it's lav dafka that he's agreeing with the shiltas. However, if you look in the Sefer Yashar, I mentioned yesterday when we brought up Sefer Yashar in Hilchos Nida, so the Sefer Yashar has two parts. There's the Chelek HaTshuvos, which was yesterday, a tshuva from the Rebbe Tam. Here it's in the Chelek HaChidushim. So the Chelek HaChidushim, 49, after Sefer Yashar Rebbe Tam, so in Shin Mem, he's talking about the bracha of Bir Chometz and so on, and here he writes, just a moment. He's discussing the text of whether it's al or li, right? Some brachas are al mitzvahs adayim, al achilas matzah, al tis lulav, and so on. And some brachas are li haniach tefillin, okay? Le shev sukkah. So that's a whole big discussion rishonim. Why are some brachas al and some brachas li? And several different rishonim have their sort of their guidelines and their exceptions to every one of them. It's a little difficult. Okay. But anyway, so what he's talking about the Thomas Chiluk is Bir Chometz, the Brach is Al Bir Chometz. Okay. He says whenever you have a bracha where this is the end, right? You don't have to do anything further. It's over, then the text is Al. So look at what Tom writes. The Kevin Shabodak Akshav Shuena Torah Klapsa Lizo, right? And any mitzvah like that can go Mila, the Rochas Ala Mila. Okay? Bishkita, Al Shkita, Kisadam. Utkir Shofar! Wait a minute. Kir Shofar is Lishma called Shofar. It's the Lamed. It's not Al. So evidently, when Tom agrees, okay, that it's Al Tkir Shofar. That's what it looks like. Okay? Anyway, so perhaps to Machlokas. I mean, you know, not perhaps. It is a Machlokas. What the brocha? Yeah, he had his lip, right? Let's go show him. I think that's sort of what Tom is saying. Okay, that the text is Al. Unless he says Al Shmiya Shofar, but I don't think so. All right, anyway, but it is a Machlokas, whether the brocha is a Shmuel Kol Shofar or Al Tkiya Shofar. Or the Skobi Shofar. All right. The smog also in 50, essence and membase, mitzvah saseh, let's call it b'shofar. Okay? So, anyways, that's my focus, but I'm just showing you that the text of the Birchas HaMitzvah goes a long way to tell us what the nature of the mitzvah is, or what the essence of the mitzvah is. So, again, that's a shiur for perhaps a different time, how you can get out of the problems, you know, that one way or the other, both sides have problems. You know, it's interesting that Yerushalmi mentions. Rav Yoh quotes Yerushalmi, they say Lishmo Bikol Shofar. The Bavli never mentions the Brocha of Tkir Shofar. The Bavli never mentions the Brocha of Tkir Shofar. Prompting the Balamor, very creative thinker, the Balamor to say that's because they never made a Brocha on Tkir Shofar. What do you mean? Because the Shofar was blown in the context of the Shemoneh Esrei with Malchus, Sechonos, and Shofars. So there's no Brocha. What do you mean? Don't we blow shofar beforehand? What we call the Tkiyas Demusha, you know, the first 30 sounds before Musaf. says the Baal HaMor, that was a later institution. I think he calls it Takanas Achronim. For him, the Achronim means post Gemara. He said it's because of people who were elderly or sick or couldn't stay that long in shul, so they hopped around. You know, that's the Baal HaMor. I'm not saying anyone agrees with it, but the Baal HaMor says that the many say in general that the Ikar Tkiyas are the ones in the Shemoneh Esrei that accompany Malchus and Shofars. Okay, there are, but the Baal HaMor goes so far as to say that the what we call the Tkiyas Mishum at the beginning were not part of the original requirements.
You think like the whole Shemoneh Esrei is like the difference?
In effect. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's a sugya by itself too. I was worried some of the time, but what we do find in general, Rabbi Soloveitchik said this, but I've seen it in one form or another, at least half a dozen achronim. They say whenever you have a bracha, where the bracha is, I'm sorry, when a mitzvah, whenever you have a mitzvah where the mitzvah is associated with or surrounded by brachas, you don't need an independent bracha mitzvah. So that's an example why there's no bracha in Kriyashma. Why don't we say before Kriyashma? You say, Shevi Shanzo, look at Kriyashma. How Kriyashma is everything to say? I said, don't bracha, because it's built around brachas already. The bracha is Kriyashma. The bracha is Kriyashma, not bracha mitzvah per se, right? But it's built in it. Or why is it about Tfila? Why is it not bracha Shema Esrei? Because it is brachas. Or even benching, right? There is anything which is for so that's what some say. So regarding, that's why no bracha to keep shofar, because it's already in the context of brachas. So there are many on the first daf and brachas. If I'm not mistaken, daf alpha and alpha brachas, the Talmud of Benyona and brachas say that if a person is, you know, didn't daven or whatever it is, and is saying just Kriyas Shema Lamita, then just saying Kriyas Shema without the brachas, just saying the same bracha. I'm not saying we pass that way, but the Benyona brings it. Yes. So the Nesivus has this in his Haggadah, an introduction, there's a commentary on Haggadah Shal Pesach called Maisa Nisim. So he writes, why there's no bracha in Tzipri Yitzchus Mitzrayim? Behold, we got it to Levincha. That's one of the nice Seder questions that the kids ask sometimes. Why is there no bracha on Tzipri Yitzchus Mitzrayim? So he said, because we have all kinds of other brachas. We have the bracha Asher Galon at the end, and we have the Kiddush. We have the, so anything with a formulation of bracha. That's a good shiur for that time. Anyway, just to finish up, this machlokas of what the, you know, to keep by shofar, since we come to Rosh Hashanah, we'll end with this. What's the purpose to kiss shofar, right? So there's a famous Rambam Paragim Alocha Dalad Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes, everyone knows, Alpha Pish to kiss shofar Rosh Hashanah Gzeres Hakasim. Rambam Yesh Bo Komar Uru Yishenu Mishanaschem. Right, wake up from your slumber. Everyone knows this Rambam dozens of times, right? And it's talking to people, telling people Hakitzu Mitadamaschem V'Chipsu Maseichem V'Chizu B'Tshuva V'Zichu Barachem. Right, and I mean, the kiss shofar is a wake up call. Right, this Rambam is not in Hilchos Shofar, it's in Hilchos Tshuva. Paragim Alocha Dal, right? That's what I'm telling you to wake up, okay, and run away from the Hevle Hezman, and people waste their time, etc. The Sefer Yerayim, Rabbi Elazar Mitz, one of the Balei Tosfos, in his Sefer Mitz, he's in Taf Yud Tes, writes, Tekiyah Baruch Hashanah, V'Yerayim Tzimah Kechot, Tzimah Medina, fine, U'Tivchot Medina V'Yom Mishpato. It's because it's Yom HaDin. The shofar is designed to remind us of Kedis Yitzchak, which, by the way, we do. Right? In Zichronos, the text of the bracha, the very end of Zichronos, is Kedis Yitzchak Zara Hayom Baracham and Tizkor Baruch Hashem Zohar Bridge. That's the end of Zichronos. So the essence of the shofar is to remind us of Kedah and so on and so forth. So there's a sefer called Orosim Arachamim. Rabbi Shlomo Warman's of Allah Bracha. He was a Rav in, actually, he was a Rebbe for many years in the Yeshiva Yisrael called Hank. From, what's it called now? Now it's Hafter, right? Or Hank separate, I forgot. No, Hank is still Hank, right? So I think he was a Rebbe in Hank for many years. And which one's in West Hampton? Hank. Yeah. So he was a Rebbe, he was a Rebbe in Hafter, he used to be called Highlands myself when I was a little kid. But anyway, so he was a Rabbi Warman, he was a big Talmud, lived in Queens, and he corresponded with Tzachas of Shechta and with many other people. And anyways, a great Talmud Chacham has a sefer called Oros Yemei HaRachamim, which has essays on Inyanim relating to Rosh Yom Kippur. It has other things that I'm told too. Beautifully, in my opinion, I mean, not these my scum, but very beautifully written, easy reading, and it's very, very pleasant. Anyway, so he discussed this issue a little bit, and he says maybe the machlokas about the Nusach HaBrocha, because the shofar is a machlokas, the Ram and the Ray, and what the essence of your shofar is. If the essence is fundamentally to wake up, the wake-up call, then it's a shmiah, right? You got to hear the alarm clock. And the essence is to conjure up the akedah, so then it's taking the horn, the ram's horn, so to speak. It's, again, you don't have to say that, but it's interesting because that's what he says, right? The key of b'shofar sh'ayla, yizkolach ha'akedah yitzchak sh'nitan ha'al tomorrow. So maybe this, you know, the at least, I don't think he meant al derech ha'Jewish, I think he meant it seriously, that maybe the question of what the actual mitzvah is, and hence what the bracha is, revolves around what the purpose of the mitzvah is. That's open to a whole different question, whether the Tamei HaMitzvahs can be used to define a mitzvah, but that one's all a different time. Okay? Okay, very nice. Good.
Thank you very much.